Lincoln, are you with us?
Yes, I am here. I am present and accounted for.
All right. The deacon is in the house. Praise God. So, Deacon Sullivan, go ahead on whenever you're ready and open us up with prayer as we acknowledge the presence of the Lord in our Bible study here this evening.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Dear most gracious and eternal God, Lord, we come in your presence this evening, Lord. We just want to first say thank you, Father God. Thank you for another beautiful day that you have given us, Father God. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, as we begin this 7 o'clock hour, Lord, we just thank you for extending your hand of grace and mercy toward each of us today. And thank you for all the blessings and that you have bestowed upon us, Father God. Lord, we thank you for your presence here this evening. And as we invoke your Holy Spirit to come into our midst, Father God, come into our midst this evening and guide us, inspire us, Father God, and just lead us, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We pray that through your good shepherd, we will hear your voice tonight, Lord, and that once again, revelation, knowledge will be released, Father God. So, Lord, let us continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for everyone that's present tonight, Father God. We ask you to bless them and all that they do, Father God. Just put your hands on them right now, Father God. Just bless them for us, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for life, health, and strength, Lord. Lord, we ask you to have your way this evening, Father. Have your way, and we're going to give you all the honor, praise, and glory. This new year.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Sullivan, for that opening prayer. Amen. But once again, I have to always remind everyone that this is a participatory Bible study, and we're studying the Word of God. We're studying the Word of God so that we can grow continuously in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we know that the written Word of God, that is His Word, that is who He is. He is His Word, and the only way that we're going to grow spiritually is in His Word.
Amen.
Because He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word, it will stand forever. And so we will ever stand on the Word of the Lord. So don't hesitate to ask questions, make comment, chime in. And He says, in all that getting, get understanding. So please, if you don't have complete clarification, or you need us to just labor a little longer on a scripture, please don't hesitate to, you know, ask questions, because we all want to learn. I want to learn. I'm learning every time I come on this Bible study. Hallelujah. How many of us know sometimes we forget what we learn? We don't encounter so much, but it's nothing like reviving and refreshing and renewing what you already know. Hallelujah. So with that being said, we just pray that God will speak to us tonight through His Word. But we're going to go ahead on and get started. Unless somebody just have a testimony, they got to tell it. They got to say it. You know, so we'll give you just a couple minutes, you know, to share with us if you have something you need to share before that will be encouragement to the Bible study before we get started. Is there anyone that wants to share? Okay, well, praise God from whom all blessings flow. We're going to take our time tonight, and we're going to remain in the Bible as we always do. We never speak from the position of opinions. We speak from the Word of God, which is fact, and it has been tested, and it has passed the test of times. Amen. So we will be in the Word. And so, but we just want to ask that, first of all, our first scripture will be in the book of Luke. And so we'll begin at the Luke. So if you could turn your Bibles to Luke, the 14th chapter, that is where we're going to begin. And so as we turn to Luke, the 14th chapter, we just want to make sure that we're all traveling in the same direction, and that we have the wisdom through the Word of God to to overcome all the obstacles that the enemy tried to throw in our way.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We know that the enemy is constantly at war with the saints of God. Amen. Now, that's how we need to know. We're in a battle. And we're in a battle for our faith. We're in a battle for our peace. Yeah. We're in a battle for our joy. Every day we are in a battle because we have an adversary. And the adversary don't want to see the children of God and the people of God happy. Don't want to see us happy. Don't want to see us with joy. Don't want to see us with peace because we are a threat to his kingdom. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a song that say, Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yeah. The joy,
we're going to tear your kingdom down.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away.
No, Lord.
This peace that I have, the world didn't give it, and
sure
the world can't take it away.
Sure
God
is.
Gave it to me, and he won't take it
sure
away.
Sure did.
Amen.
Christ. Yes, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is not an Indian giver. He don't give you something to
Amen.
Take it back.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because he know what each of us have need of. And our need is in the Word of God. And that's why it's so important that we study our Bible. It's so important that we pray. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And this fulfill our day. I can say that whoever else is on this call and was on the prayer line this morning, we have spiritually fulfilled our daily desires or our daily devotion from God because we pray and then now we're studying in the Bible. Amen.
Right.
So we are fulfilling our spiritual assignment, our spiritual quest. Hallelujah.
And Pastor, not only that, it's when you do know. I know that my God is a healer. I
Amen.
Know my God is a protector.
Amen.
I know my God is a provider. So it's what you know. I know.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And nothing like knowing that you know what you know. Amen.
Exactly.
Knowing you know it. Amen. Knowing you know it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have a title, but if you just want to title this, in the subject that we're going to be speaking of, is counting the cost. It's counting the cost. You know, a lot of times when we go out and we spend something that we can't afford, you know, it simply means that we did not count the cost. You know, when you go, you should never be surprised when you go up to the cashier to pay for something, you know, and they give you the price of it, you know. And then you say, wow, it costs that much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you says, well, I can't. I'm not ready for this yet. Or I'll go back. I'll come back another time when I'm ready. I know that I'm not
away.
Ready to make this purchase. Like Sister Evangelist just said, put it in the layaway. Amen. Because you know you're not ready. So it's better to wait till you're ready and get it out of layaway than to get it and then say, I got to take this back. You know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of people have really, I was in the car business a long time, and a lot of people have purchased automobiles, $20,000, $30,000, and they left the dealership, and they were happy as they can be. But when they got home and they add up their bills and their monthly bills and they couldn't find a way to fit that new car note in their budget, they're going to say, I'm going to have to take this car back. It's called buyer's remorse. And so they're happy when they drove the car home, and when they got home and woke up to reality, then they says, I didn't count the cost. You know, now I got to take this car back. I got to turn it back in. And so likewise with our salvation, likewise in the decision that we make to follow Jesus, we have to count the cost because there is a cost. And so I don't want to give you too much of an overview because we're going to read it all from the scriptures. So let's turn our Bibles to the 14th chapter of the book of Luke, and I think that we're going to start here from the, let's start at the 24th verse of that 14th chapter. Let's see.
Amen.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to start. Well, let's start at the 25th. Let's start at 25th.
Okay.
If you're there, say amen. I hear the amen. Now, we're talking about count the cost.
Amen.
I just gave you a good example of how important it is to count the cost. You know?
Yes.
And so this is what the scripture says in verse 25. It says, this is Jesus saying, teaching his disciples this lesson. He says, and there went a great multitude with him. And he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. So let us just pause right there for a moment, because we all on this line, on this call as believers, how many of us committed to come after the Lord? How many of us have committed to be saved? How many of us have committed to be children of God? And we first have to make the commitment. How many of us, all of us, that is on this call, we made a commitment to live for the Lord?
Amen.
Is that fair to say that for each and every one of us? Can I speak for everybody just with this sentence here? Can I speak that everybody made a decision that they wanted to be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ? And they wanted to be followers. You wanted to be Christians. Amen. Is that fair to say? Is that a fair assessment?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so let's just pause for a moment. Let's just pause for a moment, because this is a lot of spiritual food here, and we're not going to rush through this food. We're going to enjoy this meal, and we may not get it all in tonight. I'm going to tell you that, and then that way you'll be able to study and be ready for next Wednesday. But because we have a lot of scriptures, I have at least 12, 13 scriptures, and I know we're not going to cover all of them, and I don't plan then on extending ourselves to the point to where we just rush through them. Okay, so now Jesus says this to all of us that made the decision. This is counting the cost to follow him. He said, if any man, watch this, let's go over it again, and we'll go slow. If any man come to me and hate not his father, that's figuratively now. That's not in a way that you really hate your parents. You know what I mean? But Jesus is making a point about who he is. If any man come to me and hate not his father, his mother, his wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And I know that we're all disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so did we all count that cost? That's a cost to be his disciple. He's telling you to be my disciple. You got to put me first. In other words, I got to be first. Even in your life, I got to be first. So if any man come after me, he got to hate it. But then that's figuratively. That's not literally. You know? I'm just saying. Jesus letting you know the importance that he is first in your life.
Amen.
He's coming before your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your wife. He is first in our life. No one. He takes a back seat to no one.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Now, so that's a high cost there. That's a high price to pay for a relationship with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, so let's just go verse 27. It says, and whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. I think it's time to ask some questions right here. I think it's just time to pause, because this is the part right here I don't want to rush through, because this is how we build our spiritual foundation. How many of us know that we have a foundation in our life that we're building on? Every day we're building on, like the song says, sending up timber. We're building on this foundation. And I'm going to say it again. It says, whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot. And you know, your cross is your trials and tribulations. You know, the emblem of the cross is death. I mean, that's what that cross means. That cross means that it means that you have to give all. You have to forsake all and follow after Jesus, because you know that he bare his cross. We all know that. And so when trials and tribulations come our way, we have to bear our cross. We have to hang in there, because if God made a promise that if we bear our cross and we come after him and we're his disciples, how many of us know God going to take care of you? How many of us know God going to back up his word? And we are going to be fruitful spiritually, and we are going to multiply. Amen? See, because God knows what he's doing, and he knows how to prosper us spiritually. And so one thing that God don't want from us is to be confused, you know, and he don't want our heart to be troubled. Hallelujah. He don't want us to be confused. And so we don't want to lean to our own understanding, but we just want to acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways and all of our affairs. Proverbs 14:12 says, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And see, we should never lean to our own understanding when you have the word of God, and that's the understanding we need to lean on. Not our own understanding, see, because we could look at things a certain kind of way that is comfortable and accommodatable to us, and we say, I go like this. Well, you shouldn't go like that, because you're leaning to your own understanding when God has given us clear instructions on how to become his sons and his daughters, and how so that he can make us prosper. Remember, he said, I wish above all things that ye will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. So God wants to see his people prospering. He wants to see us in good health, even as our soul prosper. That is God's desire for each of our life. Okay, so now we've established that foundation so far in the first couple of verses. I hear somebody with a conversation in the background. Praise God. Tell them to come on the line. Hallelujah. Verse 28 says, for which of you, watch this, for which of you intending to build a tower, and you sitteth not down first? In other words, you're going to build a house. Let's just say you're having a house built. And you just start building a house. And you don't count the cost. The cost is what it's going to cost you, the expenses that everything it's going to take. And you begin to build this house. Mm-hmm. You start on it anyway. And you did not sit down to count the cost. So just imagine that in your mind. Put that picture in your mind. And it says, verse 28, for which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and count the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. Hallelujah. Verse 29 says, lest haply, after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began, all that behold me to look at it. All that saw that you got a house you started on, but the house still just 2 years done gone by, 3 years, 4 years, and you ain't got no further than the foundation, because you didn't count the cost. And then so people find out that you stopped. You had to stop because you didn't count the cost. You didn't realize the expense of it. And so in the scripture says, verse 29, let's read that again. It says, lest happily after he had laid the foundations and is not able to finish it, and he begin, and the people begin to mock him. They begin to mock
the wall and the steps. Put them back in.
Amen. Amen. If someone need to actually have a conversation, you could please just, you could hear us. Just move your phone. Just mute it if you got a conversation going on in the background, please. Just mute it and you'll be good. You're still with us. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so verse 30 says, saying this man began to build and was not able to finish. Now, this is Jesus teaching this, his disciples this lesson, saying this man began to build and was not able And as believers, guess what? We're building a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
We are building. Every day we're building a relationship with God. And how we're building that relationship is through prayer and reading God's word and seeking his face every day. And putting him first in our life every day. You know the scripture says now when he says you gotta forsake all, the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else in your life will be added unto you. We'll come together. Seek ye first the kingdom. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are in concert with God, you're in alignment with God when you seek him first. This man, individual, began to build a house. But he didn't count the cost. So I just want to pause right there and say, so many of us didn't know that it was going to be this difficult when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. You know, let me tell you something. When you say you're born again and you accept, like, I got to say this, all hell, the devil gets so mad, he come at you with the kitchen sink. I said, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the moment that you make Jesus your Lord and your Savior through the confession with your mouth and believing in your heart that he raised Jesus from the dead, that declares you, that declares your salvation. If thou will confess with thy mouth and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And the only way you can get saved is to make that confession. That's the only way to salvation. You got to confess with your mouth and you got to believe it in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That God raised Jesus from the dead. That's the process. Ain't no other way around. Ain't no other way around. Ain't no shortcuts. Everybody go through the same process for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say to each of you is that when we made our confession, we asked ourselves, how are things looking now since you made your confession? Because we are dealing, the Bible says that all that will live godly will suffer persecution. All that will come after Christ will face trials and tribulations. And Jesus, the word of God, God never promised us anything different. He says that you will suffer trials and tribulations. That's part of bearing your cross. I say to each of us on the call tonight, did we count that cost? Did we count what it's going to take to be a follower of Jesus? Did we sit down before we make the confession to make Jesus our Lord? Did we think it over? Did we count the cost? Because obviously we counted the cost because we are here from the prayer line this morning to the Bible study tonight. Hallelujah. We are here. And so we have, if we haven't counted the cost, we're counting it. Amen. It's adding up. If we didn't count it beforehand, we are counting it now. Can everyone say on this call that since you've been born again, it seems like if it ain't one thing, it's another?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
If it ain't one thing, it's another. It's just like you wonder where it's going to end. You say to yourself, wow. You know, and because all of those trials and tribulation is what identify you with your confession to the Lord. You are going to go through some things. You are going to suffer persecution. You are going to go through trials and tribulation if you are born again. And see, so if somebody once said that if at any time as a Christian that you wake up for that day and start your day's journey and you don't run head on into the devil, the adversary, and you don't run head on to him, it simply means that day you and him are going traveling in the same direction. You know? And so we are in opposite direction of the enemy. And so when we go through trials and tribulations, this is why the scripture says count it all joy, because things are going great in your life if you're going through some. Amen. What a way to measure where you stand at with God. Hallelujah. When you're going through all the trials and tribulations and persecution, when your life seems to be turning upside down, hey, that's when you're in good standing. Hallelujah. But when everybody like you and everybody, ain't nobody talking about you, then you have to be very careful. Ain't nobody talking about you. Ain't nobody coming against you. You better get scared. You better get... Amen. You better really take shelter, you know. Ain't nobody speaking evil of you. Ain't nobody, you know. And people, everybody speaking to you. Hey, good morning. Ain't nobody, you know, just... You better be careful.
Yeah.
Amen. Because you know that adversary, he's lurking.
Yeah,
he's lurking.
He is.
Amen. Right. See, you don't have to invite the devil in. The devil invite himself.
Yes.
And see, you are the one got to put him out. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
See, when he show up, you got to have the power and authority so you don't stay here no more.
Yes. Amen.
You are evicted from my life. And we got to constantly give him his eviction notice. Because guess what? There was a time in our life we were running with. Amen? There was a time in all of our life. Over in the book of Titus, he says we were once a time in our life, we was living in darkness and we were doing everything the people of the world is doing now. Everything the unsaved people is doing now, we were doing it before we got saved. Amen? Same thing. And so there ain't nothing changed. And so we have to make sure that we understand that the trials and tribulation that we're going to is going to work together for our good. We got to remember that Jesus said that we're going to suffer. We're going to go through these things because this is what's going to develop us spiritually. The more you pray, the more godly you become. And so that's why it's important. The more spiritual and the more godly you become, the more you pray. These are the instructions in the Word of God. And so we are being transformed through prayer. We're being transformed through studying the Word of God. Our lives are changing every moment, every second, because we want to be in concert with God for our life. God has given us His Spirit so that He can communicate with us through His Spirit and that He can lead us, guide us, shield us, and protect each of us. But I say to you, be encouraged, because God won't let you fail, and God won't fail you. So be encouraged. Continue to know that everything is going to work together for your good.
Amen. Amen.
Verse 29 says, "Less happily after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold him, all that saw him, they begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, but was not able to finish." How many of us know we don't want to start on this journey and then quit on God? How many of us know if you don't quit on God, He won't quit on you?
Amen.
How many of us know that sometimes we question ourselves, why do I catch all this hell? Why am I going through so much? How many of us know that the devil trying to get you to quit?
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
How many of us know that you got to go to the scripture when God says, "I won't put more on you than what you are able to bear," and God know what we can bear, because how He going to say, "I won't put no more on you than what you're able to bear"? That simply means He know what you can bear.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
He is your creator. He know what you can stand.
Yes, He does.
Yes, He does.
Thank you, Jesus.
God knows that. See, you know the signal that when you're ready to give up and you're ready to quit, you throw the towel in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And throwing that towel in means that you're ready to give up. You're ready to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you throw the towel in, it's over.
Amen.
How many of us know there's a song say, thing was so hard, I threw the towel in, and God threw it back at me. So you got some more fight in you.
That's
you
right.
You got some more fight in you.
Right. Amen.
You got plenty more fight in you. How many of us know we're fighting a good fight of faith every day?
Every day. Thank you, Jesus.
Every day we're fighting.
Day.
We're fighting that good fight. We at war.
Ooh, yes, Jesus.
We are at war.
Yes, Jesus.
But the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down the stronghold and casting down imagination. This is a spiritual battle that we're in every day. Yeah. This ain't physical. This ain't nobody coming up to us beating up on us in the flesh.
Mm-mm.
This is a spiritual battle. The battle is in our minds. It's in the way we think.
Yep.
The enemy comes in our head. And this is why God says, so a man take it, so is he.
Jesus.
See, our thinking has to change. We gotta know that there's a price to pay, that we're paying a price for salvation.
Amen.
This is our cross. Every day, every time we see ourselves going through some trials and tribulations, you say, praise the Lord. Count it all joy. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Yep.
You know, don't think about quitting. Think about getting ready for the next battle.
Okay.
Think about being ready and prepared for the next attack. How many of us know when you go through trials and tribulations, it only prepares you for the next attack?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because we're living in this day and time that we need to be as close to God as we possibly can. And the more you read and study and pray, that's your closeness. That's your intimacy. That's your time.
Amen.
With the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Any question? We'll shift gears here just for a second. Any question before we go any further reading? Anybody need clarification? Anybody just want to ask a question about counting the cost? It gives an example down here further, and we're going to go through another scripture, that when you go to
this,
war...
Hey, family, this is Sister Cara.
Yeah. Go ahead, Sister Cara.
Sounds like her phone.
Yeah, her phone.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't want to cut you off.
Oh, no. You're good. I was waiting on you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought I was cutting you off, but no, I just have to pause in the middle of this, and you started the Bible study off with saying, did anybody want to brag on God or just, you know, say, have a brag on God moment, and I held my tongue. But a scripture, I have been reading my word, and I have been looking at different sermons, and they're all about self, because I self-sabotage a lot. So it was all about self-sabotaging. And to paraphrase, I came across John 8, I believe, 44, where it describes all of who the devil is and how the devil is a liar and how all of the thoughts that I say about myself are just the devil speaking to me, but that's not who God is. God has spoken the truth over my life. So as long as we listen to the negative things or the lies that the devil continues to speak, then I get on Bible study and I hear you. This is what I'm getting out of the word, that you're speaking some of the same things, because I also, with my self-sabotaging, I continuously make financial mistakes, and it's a mental reason why I'm doing those things. It's because of the self-sabotage and the negative things that I'm constantly saying over myself. So I'm having a moment right now. So I'm just thanking you for this word, and I'm just hungry to keep listening to everything that you're going to continue to preach to. I mean, teach us.
Amen. 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 And that's why everybody loves you so much. Amen. Because you are really working.
Yes.
You know, allowing God to work in your life. And we all are excited and to see that you are excited about your relationship with the Lord. Amen. I am. Hallelujah. And so I want to also establish this. I'm going to go and just quickly here briefly. Let's turn to Joshua, the 24th chapter of the book of Joshua. We're coming right back. So I just want to cover the scriptures, and I just want to be able to you to read them yourself. Let's go to Joshua 24. That's in the in the Old Testament. Joshua, the 24th chapter. Let's go there, and then we'll come right back. 24th chapter. Joshua, Judges, Ruth. And when you get to Joshua 24th chapter, say amen.
Amen.
hear that one amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I hear another amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got my pages. Don't want to separate. Hallelujah. Here we are. Okay, so we're going to start at the 14th verse. Joshua
24:14.
Amen. Everybody there? Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
The word of God says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity mm-hmm. and in truth." Let's just pause right there. How are we supposed to serve the Lord? We are instructed
mm-hmm.
to be serious about our relationship with the Lord. Everybody, I know everybody on this call, take your relationship serious with God. But
mm-hmm.
it says, verse 14 is just an awesome verse. It says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord." First, fear him and serve. Fear simply means reverence him, not the kind of booger man kind of God, you know, but reverence him. It says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." You got to serve me. We all serving God every day. Verse 15 is the opposite verse. He says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, chose you this day, not tomorrow, whom ye will serve, whether the God of your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the God of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See,
hallelujah.
So what I'm saying, why we're counting the cost, we made a decision.
Mm-hmm.
We had a choice. How many of us know we had a choice to come to the Lord or not to come to the Lord?
Amen.
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 Amen. We had a choice. And see, so I know my sister's on this call. I know my family's on this call. I was brought up in the church.
Yes.
But, of course, I went astray.
Mm-hmm.
And I never will forget. I never will forget. I went to this church one Sunday just out of a whim. Just say, I know I wasn't going to join or anything like that. But I just say, man, I ain't been to church in a long time. Let me go to church. I went to St. Matthew's. Went to my home church and just walked in there. And the pastor knew who I was. This was in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
And so I walked in there. And he saw me and looked like the whole church couldn't stop looking at me. You know, just because I was a man living in darkness. I mean real darkness. And so I walked in that church and they felt like I was like, whoa, what's going to happen in here this day? You know? And so we got to the altar call. And I tell you, he locked in on me when he opened the doors of the church. And he's labored a long time. Will anyone come? Anyone come? And I just sit there, and I sit there, and I say, I know I ain't walking up there to that front because I know I ain't ready.
Mm-hmm.
I know I ain't ready. And I know I ain't going to walk up to that front knowing that I ain't through selling drugs. I ain't going to walk up to that front knowing that I ain't ready to give up the life that I'm living in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
I just ain't ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to go up there and not be sincere.
Yes.
When when I give my life to the Lord, I want him to keep my life.
Amen.
When
Amen.
I come back home, I'm going to stay home and never leave again.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And so talking about making a choice, talking about counting the cost, I knew I wasn't ready.
Yes.
To give my life to the Lord. I had a whole lot more darkness left in me. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But how many of us know God said, okay.
Yep.
And as we know the story, 34 years ago, I knew I was ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I knew that I was making the choice that I was ready to make.
Amen.
Amen.
34
Amen.
Years ago, I counted the cost.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I counted
Amen.
The cost. And
yes.
I was ready to say to the world, I am yes. not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of salvation. To those that believe, I needed a Savior. I was lost.
Yes.
No,
and I counted the cost, and I was ready. I was done. You could have stuck a fork in me. I was done.
Yes.
Amen.
And I've been done ever since.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's my testimony looking back over my life.
Mm.
And I said I was going to tell this testimony. I said I was going to tell this testimony just briefly here. And I want you to know, when I gave my life to the Lord, and my sister, like my family's on this call, I gave my life to the Lord. And right after I gave my life to the Lord, the feds came out of nowhere
mm-hmm.
and indicted me.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I know, I was being sent to prison for 9 years.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Federal prison, 9 years. Right after I gave my life to the Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, how can this be?
Yes.
I'm mm-hmm. saved. I say, how can saved people go to prison? I, you know. But I didn't know God had a plan. I
yes.
didn't know that He had a plan.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
tell you this evening on
yes.
this Bible study call, that prison saved my life.
Amen. Mm.
Amen.
Saved my life. It saved my life. Because if I hadn't gone to prison, I wouldn't be alive now. Because
yeah.
The chances of me going back, I probably would have ended up right back in prison if I didn't go through the process.
Mm-hmm.
I was right back dead somewhere. But because I gave the Lord my life and went right on to prison, and then the Lord kept me. The entire time I was in prison, I stayed in the Word. I became an inmate chaplain, and I stayed in that Word every day I was incarcerated. Never came out of the Word. Teaching
Amen.
In prison, praying in prison, leading people to the Lord in prison, a lot of them.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
From the time I went in to the time I came out, people was accepted to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And so here I was in prison on assignment.
Yes.
Your steps. Your
yep.
steps
and
were ordered.
When it came time for me to come home, when it came time for me to be released on my release date, I had so many brothers crying, saying, what are we going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just saying how God used me. And then I came home, and then I got right into the ministry. I got right where I left off at when I went in, when I got sentenced. I came right back to that place. And here I am today. So I'm talking about counting the cost. I'm talking about making
mm-hmm.
a decision. And when you make a decision and you to make Jesus your Lord,
amen.
You gotta stick with it. You gotta
yeah.
stick with it.
Yeah.
And I've been sticking with the Lord. And I just wanted to share that with you. I've made
yeah.
a little notation of myself, how prison saved my life.
Amen.
Amen.
It saved my life.
That's a beautiful
yeah.
testimony.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank
it
you, Lord.
Me. It saved
Thank
me. And I bet so many prison guards, so many prison guards used to come up and get me to pray for them in prison, come in and seek counseling. And it's just God just favored me.
Yes.
And
yes.
I couldn't make out how I ended up there, but God said, you ain't been to prison, you've been to Bible school, college. You know?
Absolutely. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And here I am today, because there's no way I would know what I know if I hadn't been incarcerated, been there, you know, just nothing to do but read the Word of God.
God's Word. Amen. Beautiful.
Nothing interfere with me. I had no mortgage. I had no car payment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I had no bills.
Yes.
But I had Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And Pastor
the entire time.
Your books.
But the entire time. And so I just wanted to get that out of the way, make that notation that when we make a choice, It's ours. We're not forced into a choice. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture says, choose you this day who you're going to serve. And so when you count the cost and you're following after Jesus and things always ain't rosy and things was never promised to be rosy, you know, but they promised to be worth it. God never said you weren't going to go through nothing. He said, in matter of fact, he said just the opposite. You are going to go through trials and tribulation. But, you know, thank God for the choice that we made to make Jesus Christ our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
That goes back, Pastor, when you know. I know. You know, you knew you had had enough.
Amen.
I knew. You knew. So that's when
amen.
You went up there. I know. I have had enough. So that's a beautiful testimony. Beautiful.
Amen.
Absolutely.
I had enough, and I know that I have witnesses because my family's on this call. They was in the front seat of my life, and they know how God has transformed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm bold. I don't have no reservation about sharing the Lord with anybody.
Amen.
You know, I'm on assignment because I made a promise that everyone I come in contact with, I'll tell them about the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I've got a lot of scriptures to cover, but I want to turn our Bibles back to, let's go back to Ephesians, the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, because I want to establish a foundation with all the believers that is on this call this morning. We want to establish a foundation, and then we're going to build on that foundation, and when we finish this study, we're going to be strong in the Lord through His Word. Amen. Because we're going to know His Word, and we're going to abide by His Word. He say, if you abide in me and my Word abide in you, whatever you ask, you will receive it. You can have it.
Amen.
Amen. So we're abiding in the Word of God. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Amen. And this right here is the believer's creed. This is the creed. And every believer, this is what your life should look like as a believer. Amen. And I want to say this right here as you turn to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. I got to say that the Bible teaches us over in the book of Romans, how many of us know that God is a spirit, and those that serve and worship Him in spirit and in truth. How many of us know you can't serve God in the flesh?
No, you can't.
Let me say it again. You cannot serve God in the flesh. It won't work. It is impossible to serve God in the flesh. You have to become spiritual and serve God with your spirit. You are a spirit man now. And see, and the flesh has become your enemy. You have an enemy. It's in your flesh. We all have that same enemy, you know, but we got to be willing to fight that enemy.
Amen.
And that's why the Bible says that God gave us power over the enemy. Amen. If you had Ephesians, the fourth chapter, say amen.
Amen.
This is the believer's code right here. And so we're going to start at verse 17. Verse 17. And this is what the Word of God says. This is what in our conduct and our code that we stand on as new believers in Christ. This is our life. It says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their minds, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, they're giving themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Therefore, put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender heart, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's our creed. That's the believer. This is what we should look like. This is this scripture here describes the believer.
Amen.
It describes this is what our spiritual profile looks like. Let him that stole steal no more. You know, and it says this, and let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Go back to your left. Make a left turn to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter.
Amen. Amen.
If you're there, say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And I hope you write it down, these scriptures. I didn't ask anybody, did they have all their pencil and paper and Bible and stuff? Amen. I hope you write down these scriptures because you got a lot of them to go back and read at your leisure. So
yes.
please go back and read these scriptures. So 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, we're going to start at the 16th verse. The word of the Lord says, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Verse 17 is the verse. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to witness that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, and not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word a reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And see, so here's the thing. Here's where we stand at. We're in a battle every day of our life, and we got to fight. How many of us know battles? You got to fight in a battle.
Amen.
You just can't sit back and let somebody just run roughshod over you. You got to fight in this battle. You got to fight. And then how many of us know if you put up a good fight with somebody, they ain't going to be so quick to keep messing with you?
Amen.
You know, if you give somebody a good fight, they ain't gonna be trying to pick on you.
Amen.
So we need to give that devil a couple black eyes, and he'll leave us alone so much. He'll come back for a season. But he'll remember those black eyes. You got to tell him, say, "Boy, it is written." Like Jesus told him when he came at Jesus. How many of us know the devil came at Jesus trying to trip him up?
Amen.
And see, so this is why it is important that we have Bible study. This is why it's important that we get the word on the inside of us. The word of God says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." We need the word on the inside of us. We need it to come off the pages off the page. It's a spirit. The word of God is spirit. We need these words to dwell in us. And so when the devil come, we can use these words as a weapon against him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the word of God Amen. Says if you hold your peace, he'll fight your battle.
Amen.
Yes, you
do. I mean, there was no day he said, if you cast your cares upon me, I will care for you.
Yes.
I mean, there was no, he says, I bear your burden. I'm your burden bearer. You cast your cares upon me.
Mm-hmm.
But my burden is light. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Yes.
If you're trying to carry on the burden of the world, that's a heavy burden to be trying to carry that burden of the world. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me,
yes.
for my yoke is easy, and my burdens are light.
Yes.
I mean, there was no, we want light burdens. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said, my burdens are light. And we run around here, dumping, transformed, trying to be, we are a new creation in Christ. And this is how we get our burdens light. Amen.
Amen.
We are a new creation. And then when we become a new creation, Jesus lighten those burdens.
Mm-hmm. Put it right in his hands.
Take
Let's
it, go. Take it, take it to the Lord. We take everything to God in prayer. We trust God. We believe God for everything. Hallelujah. We take it to the Lord in prayer.
Yes.
And we thank God. Hallelujah.
And
we're gonna read 1 Corinthians. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. And we're going to get close to wrapping it up. Any questions as we go to 1 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians, the second chapter.
Amen.
I hear that. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We got five scholars on here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody familiar with the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been in it all my life.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians, what, Pastor?
1 Corinthians.
Second chapter.
Second chapter.
Okay. I got you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Watch this. Now, this is important. This is important to because we need to know who we are in Christ. The only way we're going to know who we are in Christ is through his word. Amen.
Amen.
And so this will bring us closer to the Lord, that we know who he is and we can appreciate being saved and born again. Watch this. Verse 9. It says, but as it is written. Everybody there? First Corinthians, second chapter. We're going to begin at the 9th verse. Everybody there, if you there, say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Write them down. It says, verse 9 says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the thing of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. I want to pause right there. I really want us to get this verse. I really want us to get this 12th verse. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Do we know all our benefits? Do we know who we are and what God has, what all the provision that God has put in place for us, the things that God has freely given us? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 13 says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but that which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural, watch this, this is important. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Let's just pause right there. And I want to get some commentary right here. What is this saying? How are we interpreting this? You know, and the reason I say this, the I often said this before, and I'm glad that we're here now, that the Bible was written for believers. Because the man that ain't unsaved and don't have the Spirit of God, he don't understand this Bible. He can't discern this word. That's why when we tell people ain't saved and don't have the Spirit, go read the Bible. Go read the Scripture. You got to be born again and have the Spirit of God to be able to comprehend this Bible. Because it just says here, you know, now don't say I said it. I'm just reading. Don't say I said it. I'm saying, verse 14 says, but the natural man, who's the natural man? The man that is not born again. It says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Isn't that amazing how God has this word coded to where that only the believers can receive it through the Spirit? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And
verse 15 says, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And the reason why I wanted to us to read this particular passage is that God has provided us everything we need to prosper and to get through this life. And so here we see that God has made provision for the man and the woman who is filled with his Spirit through his word. As born-again believers, we have the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is what connects us to his word and to him. And the only way that we are going to connect to God is through his Spirit. Because his word is his Spirit. And the natural man, the man who have not been born again, that's the natural man. We all been the natural man before. We can't understand. We can't comprehend. We can't connect to God. And so we have to be very careful when we give people instructions that is not born again and not saved. Now, anybody need any further clarification on that? Because I'm just reading, and that's my interpretation. Anyone have any commentary?
Well, Pastor, that's why you know the Bible, all through the Bible, it talks about wisdom, and there's this passage of scripture that says that if you ask the Lord for the wisdom, he will give it to you freely.
Yeah,
because
next scripture. Go ahead, that's good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. But that's good though. That just goes show you connected to this verse here, because that's what we're trying to establish here. We are trying to establish improving our serve with God. You know, and you are so right. Go ahead, finish up, Sister Evangelist.
So the scripture that I was going to refer to was 1 Corinthians 3:19. I don't know if that's where you were going or not.
No.
It says, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. So a lot of times as a believer, and, you know, I have to check myself on this all the time. You know, you look at people, you're like, I don't understand why they don't understand God. I don't understand why they're not with Jesus Christ. I don't understand why they don't believe in God. I don't understand why they don't go to church. And you have to be very careful when you're trying to win somebody over to Christ, because you can't feed steak to a baby. It has to be blended up and made into a puree or something so that they can consume it. So we have to be very careful when we are, because this word is heavy. It's heavy. It's not for weak. It is heavy. And there's a lot of things, even as believer, you know, when you're in a church, like all your life, like, and my aunt is on the call, and be in church all your life. And I'm telling you, every time you read the Bible, and if you keep reading it over and over again, if you keep reading the same scripture over and over again, every time you read it, you'll get a new meaning, which means to me that this word is never ending. It has so much wealth and so much richness in it that one humanly body cannot consume it on in our own natural. We have to have wisdom given by God, because if you try to understand it on your own, that's why the word says lead not to your own understanding. You can't consume it all. So you have to ask for wisdom from God so that you can understand, number one, what you read, and number two, so you can retain what you read, and then number three, you can recite to others what you read that you've retained, that God gave you the wisdom to understand. So the word is powerful, and it's heavy. It is heavy, but it's full. Everything that you go through in life, it's written in this book. Like with Turkey and Syria, you know, they went through earthquakes in diverse places. All this stuff, it's all in the book. We know what is going to come, and we know how it began. We know what's going on now, and we know even more so how it's going to end. But you have to pray for wisdom so that you can understand it all.
Amen. And that's why the Word of God, Sister Evangelist, says, and all that getting, get understanding. And you go to the book of James, the first chapter. Let's go quickly to the book of James. Quickly to the book of the first chapter of that book. Amen.
Amen.
James, the first chapter.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. James, the first chapter.
Amen.
And we're going to look at the fifth verse. If you're there, say amen. Say it
again.
Amen. Amen. And verse 5 says, watch this. It said, if any of you lack wisdom, if any of you need some wisdom, if you like wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And it shall be given him. So if you need wisdom, you need understanding, just go to God. God don't want to confuse you. He don't want you confused. He wants you to have clear understanding because he needs you. He's going to use you, and he need to use you when you have clear understanding, not when you're confused. Because if you're confused, you're just going to confuse someone else. So if any man like wisdom, let him ask of God. And then he goes on to say here, verse 6 says, but when you ask him, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
All his ways.
And this is why I said you can't please God in the flesh.
No, you can't.
And when you are in this flesh, operating in this flesh, and connected to the things of the flesh, you can't please God. You can't please him because those that are in the flesh cannot please God because he's a spiritual God, and you're double-minded. See, in other words, we represent, you can't, the scripture says, and we don't have to turn it, no man can serve two masters. You're going to favor one over the other a little bit more. And the one that you spend the most time with, the one that you hang out with the most, that is the one that you embrace the most. So if you're in the flesh and you're always in the flesh, you're double-minded because when the group of other people come, then now all of a sudden, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. But then as soon as that group leave, you run back to the flesh. Oh, what's up tonight? What we doing? You know? See, you're double-minded because you're trying to serve two masters, and Jesus said you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't serve God.
And mammon.
You can't do it both. We got to count the cost, make up our mind. It's a lot of ask for the believers. That's why we go back, as I come to a close, to counting the cost.
Amen.
Because there is a lot that is required of a believer when he comes to the Lord in order that he may be in spiritual alignment with God.
Amen.
There's a lot that he has to give up. You got to give up something. How many of us know to get something, you got to give up something?
Amen.
I say, let me say that again.
Amen.
To get something, you got to give up something.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you want things in your life to change, you got to change some things.
Yes.
True. Yes.
See, you cannot get a different result and you continue to do the same thing.
Amen.
And the scripture says, for God is not mocked. That whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Amen.
And see, I'm going to land the plane right here is because, listen, God is just waiting to bless us beyond measures. Because when he blesses us, other people are going to see those blessings upon our life. But we got to be in alignment with God to receive these blessings. We cannot be worldly. You know, worldly is just being hanging out worldly, doing worldly things.
Mm-hmm.
You got a choice. You could do spiritual things or you could do worldly things. The choice is yours. You got to make a choice. You got to choose this day whether you're going to be worldly or whether you're going to be spiritual. Because you can't be both.
Can't be both.
You can't be both. Because you're double-minded. You want to be both in your mind. You know, hey, I'm just saying, none of us are perfect. We all work, and I just want to encourage us, you know, seek God. Stick with God. Hallelujah. You know, stay with God. You know, the scripture says, serve the Lord with gladness. You're a new creation.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you pray to God, the more godly you become.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You cannot live a spiritual life in the flesh.
Amen.
The flesh got to go. The flesh has got to go. It's got to go. It's time for the flesh to go. It's time for it to go. It's time to stop catering. Because the flesh is blocking our spiritual blessing. And I'm going to end it right there. Let me say that again. I want to be clear. The flesh is blocking our spiritual blessing. And who represents the flesh? We know the enemy, the adversary, represents the flesh. Do the adversary want us to be blessed? No way.
Nope.
No way. No way. And it, because that's the reason why he's constantly attacking us, because he don't want us to receive the blessings of God. And he already knows, because he's been hanging out with God forever. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember, God cast him out of heaven. So he know what kind of blessing God will put on man. So he don't want us because he's done.
Amen.
He's already been judged. He can't repent. So he is trying to destroy as many people as he can. He's trying to destroy people in their faith. And that's his job. That's his purpose. But we have to understand the battle that we're fighting. It belongs to the Lord because it's a spiritual battle. If you hold your peace, God will fight that battle. You keep fighting the battle. You keep fighting. It's a spiritual battle. But just know this. You got to tell your flesh, I got you now. I got you where I want you now. I've been to Bible study tonight. You know, I'm aware of you. You've been exposed in my life. You know, there's nothing like exposing some deception. You know, it's nothing like exposing deception.
Amen. Amen.
And we know the enemy is the master deceptionist.
Amen.
He come to deceive and to destroy. To seek, kill, and to destroy. And we see it every day on the news. We see it every day. We see it every day. We see it every day, every day, every day. He bringing sorrow in people's lives and into their homes. And so just remember, we're going to finish this up on next Wednesday, and we got a whole lot more to go, but this is the foundation that we laid tonight that we're going to build on this on next Wednesday, counting the cost.
Amen.
Counting the cost. Hallelujah. Counting the cost. There's a price. How many of us know that we were bought by the blood of Jesus? That
Amen.
Jesus purchased us in his own blood. We were blood bought. We were purchased in his blood. Hallelujah. And the scripture says we were bought with a price. We didn't come easy. Hey, listen, we wasn't cheap now.
So, no, we weren't.
You know? Hallelujah. I say we was not cheap because Jesus gave his life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I would say that's pretty expensive there. You know?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I mean, he cared that much. Hallelujah. That he bought us with his own blood. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We are blood bought. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And my time is up, and I want to thank each of you for yours. And I just pray that you have received something. You go back, you read the scriptures about who you are, continue to read, that the night is forespent. It's time to wake up. You know, we don't sleep long enough now. It's time to wake up and pray. I say it's time to wake up and pray.
Yes.
We've been sleeping on prayer. But it's time to wake up and pray now. It's time to wake up and pray. We need to pray. We got to pray all the time. Hallelujah. All the time. Stay in his presence. Hallelujah. Any closing comments? Any more remarks? I'm sorry. I apologize. We went over. I got a little excited like I always do on some Wednesday. So y'all please forgive me. Y'all please forgive me. Hallelujah. I'm just the first partaker of this word, and I always get excited when I hear this word because I know the word works. I know my life has been completely transformed, and he's still working on me. He's still working on all of us.
Yeah.
But you know what? I got a made-up mind to run on and see what the end going to be. Hallelujah. I ain't going to quit. I know he ain't going to quit on me, and I sure ain't going to quit on him. And that's the attitude. How many of us know you got to have an attitude when the devil come around? You can't appease him. You got to have an attitude, you know.
Yes,
you know, righteous indignation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's all right for you to hate sin. You know, it's all right for you to hate when the enemy come. You know, trying to come in like a flood. You know, trying to turn your life upside down.
Amen.
You know, no, he got to go. He's got to go. No more. You got to tell that devil no more. We all got to tell him no more. No more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any closing remarks? Anyone else with a comment?
Yes, this is Sister Freeman, and this is such a great Bible study. It was just so profound, everything that was said and all of the scriptures. And, you know, but when we're talking about, you know, carrying the paying the cost, it brought me to think about discipleship, you know, because as you were saying, we're on trial. You know, every Christian is going to have a trial, multiple trials. But, you know, you have that trial that just takes you to the next layer of your faith. And whereas you know that who God is, you know that he lives, you know that you can trust him even through your trials. And when you get to that point, you just want to let your light shine. You realize that you're the salt of the earth, you know. And as I was thinking about that as you were speaking, I'm thinking, you know, those are those seasoned Christians, because we're looking to sprinkle some of that salt on others as we go through our journey, you know, and that becomes our focus. So, as you were speaking, I was just thinking a lot about this is good for discipleship.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, you know what? We're all part of this Salvation Army. Amen. When people ask me, have you ever been in the military? I say, yeah, I'm still in. What part of the service? What part of the branch of the service you in? Salvation Army.
Amen.
Amen. Leading people to the Lord and encouraging people in the Lord. And I pray that everyone has been encouraged here this evening. and that you will go back and read these scriptures at your leisure. And this is the word of God. Listen. All we said is what is written.
Amen.
If it wasn't written, if it's not written, we didn't say it. Everything we said tonight is what's written. And God has written his word to give us guidance, to give us instructions, and to give us understanding on what his desire is for each of our lives. And so I thank God once again for each and every one of yours. Anyone else with a comment before we do our closing prayer?
I have one, Pastor.
Okay.
I think it's also about choices, to be aware of the choices we make in this world. And some of them you're going to lose out. You know, I was offered something that looked so good and everything was really checking out, but it's not of God. And you have to, even though it was a painful process to walk away from, it's very painful. And I feel I'm going to be rewarded for making that choice, because that was not a godly choice. So that's the cost to walk with God. I have to pay the price, because in the world everything was checking out. It looks good. It sounded good, but it's not of God. So
amen.
And it was a very painful choice.
Amen. And that's good there. That's good there, because we're going to all make decisions, and all of our decisions should be godly decisions. Amen. Every decision we make should be a godly decision, because the word says, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways and all your affairs, and he will navigate your life and direct your path. If it ain't a God, only the things of God is going to last. Hallelujah. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that, Sister Heatherton. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. We can go and finish out our evening until Thankful Thursday in the morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So whoever is led to close us out, you can go right ahead and begin now. I think that we're all good. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to come together tonight to study your word, oh God, and to understand the concepts and the precepts of counting up the cost to follow you, God. We thank you for giving up your life, and we thank you for the sacrifices that you made for us. Oh God, it's only rightful that we sacrifice our time and our efforts, God, to bring you glory for all that you've done for us. So, Lord, we thank you for your word that we read tonight, that we studied tonight, that we heard tonight. We pray and ask that your word would just resonate and rest in our hearts and our mind. We pray and ask that at any given time you will bring that word to our remembrance, so that we be careful not to sin against you, God, and that we'll be even more careful to share your word with those who may be lost. So, Lord, we thank you for all of your blessings, your grace, your mercy, and your favor that you've shown upon us, oh God. We pray and ask that even tonight as we go to our beds, oh God, that we will have sleep rest. We thank you for the angels of protection that we have capped around our homes, oh God. And we thank you in advance for waking us up in the morning, oh God. Just thank you for waking us up in the morning, God. We thank you for the brand new day that you're going to give us. We thank you for the brand new mercies that you promised us. So, Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We exalt you. We extol you. And we lift your name high above the earth. Oh, God, even tonight we pray and ask that you would just show your love to Pastor Freeman and Lady Freeman, oh God, for all that they pour out into the lives of others. We pray that you will give them a Luke 6:38 blessing, oh God, that men will give into their bosoms, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, oh God, for all that they pour into the lives of others. God, we thank you for the calling and the mantle that you've given Pastor Freeman, oh God. We thank you for True Gospel Church Ministry. We thank you to all of those who are connected to True Gospel, oh God, even through our prayer lines in the mornings, Monday through Friday, at 7 a.m. and our Bible studies on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and even Sunday morning services at 10 a.m., oh God. We thank you for the platform and the vision and the mission that you've given Pastor Freeman, oh God, and we trust and know that you will give him all the resources that he needs to do effective ministry today and forevermore. So, Lord, we just want to thank you. We just want to let you know that we love you and we honor you and we adore you. And it is in the precious name of Jesus that we all pray. We say good night. We love you, Jesus, and amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you once again. And thank you. And traveling mercies as we travel from one room of my house to another.
Amen.
That's so true. That's so true, Pastor. Sometimes them steps,
right.
Them steps get tricky.
That's right. Amen.
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 Sometimes you miss a step. You miss a step before you know you're at the bottom.
That's right.
Amen. We're covered.
Right.
We're
covered. You might be walking and hit your big toe on the chest.
Amen.
Anything
can
happen.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.